Hello and welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Now I'm going to ask you a very personal question, something I really want you to consider. Think about this. Are you happy? Do you feel that you should be and that happiness is elusive? Well, the book I Was Supposed to Be Happy is one that may strike a chord for you. Author Lisa Henriksen is a global businesswoman based in Stockholm and the author of the book. She addresses the validation trap and why women especially are constantly looking for validation around them. Lisa, welcome to America Weekend. That is so true. It really is. Before we talk about the book, tell me a little bit about your background and the companies that you have founded.
Thank you, first of all, for having me. So I travel the world facilitating people to more consciousness, and I'm an access consciousness facilitator. And with me, I also have two different companies. I am the co-founder of something called Wisdom Stockholm, which is a branch of Wisdom 2.0 in San Francisco, Silicon Valley. And also I run, which is my base, it's now almost 12 years ago that I founded something called Egentid in Swedish. It's your own time in English, and it's a healthcare center for pregnant women. And all of the companies that I run and everything that I do is about how can we create a different world, a world where we actually enjoy waking up in the morning and enjoy being us, enjoying our bodies and looking at what's brilliant and beautiful about life and not what's missing and what's wrong.
Oh, that's a wonderful goal for so many people. And you really have hit something important, because I think so many people, Lisa, are on that track and they don't really stop and think, what are they feeling? What is their life really like? You were a journalist prior to founding these companies.
Yes, I took a master's degree in journalism, and I did a lot of political stuff here in Sweden, trying to change the world that way. Mm-hmm. And I was actually also when I lived in Washington, D.C. for 1 year. And journalism and all the things that I created, as I said, it's all about now. I can see clearly how it's always has been about how can we actually start living and create a different world.
So you obviously had a reason to write this book called I Was Supposed to Be Happy, which is a great title.
Yes.
You've been successful in all of your ventures and all of your careers, yet for you something was missing. Let's go there, Lisa. Tell me why you decided to write this book and what was going on in your life.
Yeah, so I lived what people would see and look at from the outside would be the perfect life. I, as you said, I have had the businesses. I had met the beautiful man. We had two kids, and we bought the red house with the white picket fence and all of that. So, but there was something missing, and I kept walking around not feeling happy, and I made myself so immensely wrong for feeling that way, because you were not supposed to feel bad or feel that there was something wrong when you had it all right. So what I discovered was that I had actually never asked myself, if I was creating my life, what would that look like? I had bought into the box of this reality and what everyone else said would be success and would bring me happiness. And it wasn't true for me. The choices that I had made was not the ones I would have made if I had had me with me on my journey from the start. So just realizing that and not making myself wrong for that, and start looking at what's actually true for me and how can I, now that I'm aware of that it is possible to create it in a different way, and also having me with me on the journey, because what was missing was actually me. I had not included me in my life at all. Everyone else was important, and what everyone else thought was important, what everyone else said was important. So just not living my life from that anymore, and instead changing to live my life from what's true for me, has changed everything.
First of all, I applaud you for taking the time and the energy to figure that out, because even that question is something that we have a difficult time addressing, right? You know, really kind of teasing out all the issues in your life and realizing that you were not involved with the process. So what did you do? What were some of the first things you decided to do to make a change?
Actually, I started asking myself questions on what could actually be true for me. So I did some practical changes in my world. For example, I left the man that I lived with. We're still very good friends. And it created so much more ease in both our families when we didn't have to live from the box that someone else said that didn't suit him or me, and actually not the kids either, since if we're not happy as parents, how can our kids be happy? So for me, starting to, live the way I wanted to live and have my apartment that I always longed for, not the white picket fence house. That was not my dream. Hello, I wanted a, an apartment high up by the ceiling, overlooking the trees. That was my, what I longed for, but I had never acknowledged that. So, and the cool thing, as I said, especially with my daughter, it has truly been a journey for her to see that, if I include me and actually honor myself, it's an honor of everyone. And it also shows her and both of my kids, of course, that it is possible to include you. And it doesn't mean separation either, because so many people are like, oh, you sound so selfish, always thinking about yourself. But it's not like that. It's like when I include me, I include everything. And it gets so much easier for people around me to live when I actually live a life that I enjoy living. And that energy of me living my life is an invitation to anyone who actually also is longing for their life, whatever it looks like. Because for me, it's important that there is no right and wrong. So what I'm saying is not that the perfect, the house and the perfect man is wrong. It's just that it needs to come from an awareness of what's true for you, and not a need or that something is lacking. It needs to come from desire and from what you actually long for, and that's different than I have to have this to be happy. So yes, a lot has changed, and I've changed a lot. And one thing that has changed the most for me is to realize how aware I am. And that's not only me, it's all of us magical beings walking around on this planet. In Access Consciousness, we usually say that 98% of what's going on in your head is not yours. You're just aware of the stuff that's going on around you. So if you grow up, for example, in Sweden, where I grew up, with the points of view of how you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to behave, how you're supposed to look to fit in and to be perfect. That's what, you buy into that, also energetically, not only what people tell you, but you're just aware of right and wrong. And if no one tells you that, you don't have to choose that. You can just be aware of stuff, and then you can make choices from you. So just to become aware that I am aware, like waking up Monday morning in Sweden, it's very dark and very cold, and I can buy into the point of view that there's something wrong about that, and that we need to long for the summer, and that's the only time where we can actually live. But that's not true for me. I choose to see that the sun is actually shining today, and what adventure can I actually have being alive today, even though it's dark and it's winter and all of that. I don't. So that's different.
So in a way, it's really shifting perspective and rethinking how you walk through the world, right? So many people in wintertime, as you mentioned, long for the warmth. When it's warm, they say, oh, it's too warm. We need to be cooler. So we're never really where we are, right?
Exactly. We're always longing for something else, thinking the solution is right around the corner, instead of looking at what's brilliant and beautiful about what's actually here. And be aware of the stuff that you're choosing that's actually not working, and maybe look at, is that something I really like to choose, or is there is a different possibility for me, for my family, for the people that I love?
Okay, so the question I must ask you now, are you happy?
Yes, I am. And it doesn't mean that I always walk around just being, cheerfully, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. That's not what I'm saying. I have a space of just being alive, and I have a lot of gratitude for everything that's in my life. And I see the possibilities of what I actually can create when I'm choosing for me and having me with me on my journey. It's a totally different way of living. So my invitation to people is to start looking at what's true for them, and just be aware of where you might live someone else's life. And it's not wrong. And if you don't judge it, you just like, okay, that's what I've been choosing. Okay, now what can I choose? And that we actually are fortunate enough to live in a part of this world where we actually do have choice and we can create anything. So everywhere that where somebody told us along the way that we can't create stuff, whatever that looks like, what if it's not true? What if we actually can create anything and it's only us stopping us? There's nobody standing in your way but you. You are the only one who can stop you. And if you stopped stopping you, what could you create? What could your life look like?
Author, businesswoman Lisa Henriksen. The book is I Was Supposed to Be Happy. Lisa, thank you so much for speaking with us from Stockholm today. It's a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Everyone's heard of jet lag, but what about jet stomach? Well, it's a real condition, and actually it's just another component of jet lag, but there's a way to minimize the stomach's distress. Here's the biological science of it. When humans travel, especially west, and cross several time zones, both the brain and stomach lag behind. The digestive system gets confused, just like the brain, and when the body gets out of sync, gastrointestinal problems can emerge. What to do? When traveling, avoid high-fat, high-calorie foods, cut down on caffeine, alcohol, and stay hydrated. What's the cheap psychological trick? Watching what you eat for a few days while traveling will give your gut and your brain time to catch up with the local time zone. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. When Bill and Kelly decided to get a divorce, Bill moved out and petitioned for joint custody of the kids. 6 months into the divorce proceedings, Kelly accepted a great job out of state, but as she was packing to leave, Bill showed up with a police officer. They told Kelly if she got on the plane, Bill would take the kids and she would be arrested. Does Bill have a legal standing, or is he just trying to bully his wife? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
When a divorce petition is served, neither spouse can take any children out of state until a final judgment is signed by the court. And that's the final verdict.